Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Nedarim perig zayin Mishnah ches. Sha'at oisa ein oichol ad Pesach. Here he says to his wife, whatever you're going to make for me, I won't use it till after Pesach. So Lamashal, if you're going to bake me a cake, I won't eat it till after Pesach. Or sha'at oisa ein miskas ad Pesach. If you're going to make clothes for me, you'll make me, let's say, a sweater, I won't wear it till after Pesach. Asa salifnei Pesach. If she made this food, or clothes, if she baked the cake or the sweater before Pesach, mutter lechel, it's mutter for him to eat, ulehis kaseis, and to put on the sweater to cover himself, literally, achara Pesach, after Pesach. Because that's what's mashma from his words. Whatever you do now, I won't eat or I won't wear until Pesach. But after Pesach, he has the green light. But if he says, she'at oisa ad Pesach, whatever you make until Pesach, Eini oichel, I won't eat. Or he says, Usha'at oisa de Pesach, whatever you make before Pesach, Eini miskasa, I won't wear it. Then asa salifnei Pesach, if she made it before Pesach, again, whether it's the cake or the sweater, asa lechel, he can't eat it all his kasas. And to put it on, achra Pesach, even after Pesach. Because when he uses this kind of a lashon, Usha'at oisa ad Pesach, he's saying, at least it's mashma from what he's saying, that whatever you're going to make, whether you're baking a cake or a sweater, if it's made before Pesach, I will never eat it. I will never wear it even after Pesach. So again, our Mishnah told us, if his lashon is sha'at oisa in oichel ad Pesach, that's mashma.